The second parsha we're going to read this week of the two parshios is called Parshas Kedoshim, and that title itself gains a lot of attention from the Rishonim. What exactly does Kedoshim mean? What does it mean to be a Kadosh? Sometimes when we discuss it, what's lost in the discussion is not just what does the word Kedoshim mean, but how do you fit the rest of the Pasuk into the definition of the word Kedoshim. The Pasuk doesn't just say Kedoshim to you, it says Kedoshim to you, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, because I Hashem am Kadosh. So it's not just that Kedoshim to you, it's Kedoshim to you, and however you define what Kedush is, you should realize that Hashem is that. Whatever Kedush is, Hashem is already that. Now, of course God is holy. Hashem is probably the definition of holiness. How does that instruct us? In what way does that inform us about how to achieve Kedusha? By telling us, you know, Hashem is holy, so if you want to achieve Kedusha, Hashem is really holy. What I knew Hashem was holy. How is that going to help me become a holier person when you remind me that Hashem is very holy? What is the nekuda that we're trying to highlight in the second half, that Hashem is trying to highlight in the second half of the pasuk? It's question number one. There is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. Whenever you say Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, you should immediately know which Gemara is about to be quoted. It's Shabbos Daf Lag. That is the mnemonics. Remember, it's the Lag Ba'Omer Gemara. Why is it Lag Ba'Omer Gemara? The Gemara tells us, Azal Hu Brei, Tashu Be Midrasha, Kol Yom Ava Maislu De Bitu Rifta Ukuza De Maya Vekarchi. That tells us the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, that they went to the Beis Medrash, they locked themselves up in the Beis Medrash, and the wife would come and bring food. When the Gezeris got worse, he said, you know what, if women will, if tortured enough, she'll give up our location and tell where we are. So they went into a cave. And a nace happened, and in the cave there was a carob tree and a spring of water. And they would take off their clothing. And they would go neck high into sand. They would learn all day. And when it came time to daven, they'd get out of the sand, put on their clothing, and daven. And again, they would have to take off the clothing to preserve the clothing. Otherwise, the clothing was all going to get worn out. 12 years in the cave. Eliyahu comes to the entrance of the cave and he says, who's going to, in a stage whisper, Eliyahu Hanavi says, I wonder who's going to tell Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Kesar is dead and that the Gzeir is over. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is like, oh, I heard that. So nafku, so they left. Chazu inshi de kakar bivazari, and they saw people doing things like plowing and planting. Amar manichin chaye olam vaoskin b'chaye sha'a. Look, they're leaving aside chaye olam to be involved in physical labor, chaye sha'a. And every place called makom shenosen enayin miad nisraf, wherever they looked, combusted. It completely burnt. Yotza baskel comes out and says, what? Lahachriv olami yitzasem? You came out to destroy my world? Get right back into that cave. They go back into the cave another 12 months. They say, Mishpat Rishon began in Mishrei Masr Chodesh. How long do we have to stay in the cave already? Even Rishonim and Gehenim only get 12 months. And this is another Gehenim for us, it sounds like they're saying. We think of the cave as this amazing experience. They compared it to what? To Gehenim. Very strange. Yotza Baskel Va'amra, Tzumi Maraskem. Then a Baskel comes and says, okay, out. You can leave the cave. They go out and wherever Rabbi Lazar looks, and destroys, Rabbi Shimon would look and would fix it. Amarlo b'ni, dai li olam ani v'ata, b'hadei panya d'mali shabbat al-chazwa u'saba. Then they see an elderly gentleman, davanaka trei madani asa, that was bringing two hadas branches on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and he was running. And they said, Hani lamalach, what do you have these two hadasim for? It's not sukkis. So he said, l'kavet Shabbos, these are the flowers that I bought for my wife, l'kavet Shabbos. So v'tiski lach b'chad, what do you need two? No, I need two. Chad keneged zachar, v'chad keneged shomer. One keneged zachar, the mitzvah of zechira Shabbos. The other keneged the mitzvah of shmira Shabbos. So he turns to his son and he says, "Chazi kamach aviv and mitzvah sal Yisrael." You see this physical acts, flowers. It's such an external thing. No, it's all rooted in mitzvahs. It's all rooted in a love for avodas Hashem. Yosef datayu. So Reb Lazar was okay with that explanation. Now, I've been teaching for a long time now, and we have a lot of boys that have graduated this yeshiva, have gone to Eretz Yisrael, and have, in what some like to term, flipped out, have become extremely intense in their Avodas Hashem over the course of a year in Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of times they come back and there's some friction in the family because they don't yet know exactly how to adapt their new bren for Avodas Hashem to their family environment that they're used to, that they grew up with their entire lives. And in discussing with parents how to normalize their child, I have yet to find a single parent that said, you know what would be a great idea? Send him back for another year. That will normalize him. Put him back in that environment that flipped him out, that made him crazy in the first place, and that will make him normal. It hasn't happened once that a parent thought of that idea. Here these people come out of a cave. They're burning things on fire. They don't know how to adapt whatever they got in the cave to the world around them. So what's the Eitzah? Go back to the cave. That will calm him down. Go back for another 12 months to the cave. How is that a solution? Why is going back to the cave, why is that helpful? How does Kodesh Baruch Hu figure that a continuation of that experience is going to serve to bring Rav Shimon Bar Yochai back to earth? If anything, his Kedusha is going to be intensified. So there are two approaches, very well-known approaches in Rishonim, to what it means Kedoshim to you, what it means to be Kadosh. Rashi, in describing what the Torah means when it warns us to be holy, says, Havu Prushim min Arayos min Aveira. You should separate yourself from arayos, because geder erva is kedusha. Staying away from arayos is kedusha. Now, most of the time when this Rashi is studied, people emphasize the arayos part. That what's kedusha? The opposite of arayos. But maybe there's room to emphasize, and that's definitely true. That's definitely what Rashi is saying. But maybe there's room to emphasize a different part of Rashi. Rashi is very careful to say, Prushim min ha'arayos, to separate yourself, geder erva, that to separate yourself, to build a fence. Kedusha involves separation. It involves drawing a line. It involves clearly designating something as past a red line, and I'm on this side of the line. On the words, va'anshe kodesh tihyuni, Rashi says, imatem kedoshim, if you separate yourself from nevelos and trefos, then you'll be mine. That's what Anshe Kodesh means. And if you can't separate yourself, you can't distinguish, you can't make a Havdalah, Einchem Shali, then you're not mine. On the word Viskadashtem, Rashi says, Viskadashtem, Zu Prishus Avodazara. It's Prishus Avodazara. Whenever you have Kedusha, Rashi always emphasizes separation. Separating yourself from something. Over here it happens to be from Erva, elsewhere it's Avodah Zarah, Macholos Asuros, but it's always separation. When the Torah commands, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, so what does it mean, L'Kadsho? How do we fulfill this mitzvah? Both at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos, we make a declaration that this day is separate and distinct from the other days. At the beginning of Shabbos, now Shabbos begins. Up until now was Yimei Chol, now it's Kedusha Shabbos. When Shabbos ends, up until now was Shabbos, now it's Yimei Chol. Both by Kiddush and Havdalah, because that's separation. Havdalah is Kedusha. That's Rashi's take on Kedusha. Kedusha emerges from Havdalah. The Ramban develops a different idea, which, again, we're probably very familiar with. But I want to look a little bit bigger picture in the Ramban also. The Ramban develops an idea of keeping a broader perspective, not losing out in the bigger picture in our eagerness to pay attention to details. And that Ramban, that idea of the Ramban, we're familiar with the Ramban Gadol Shemitiyu, is Menuvel Bereshis HaTorah. But it might be a broader theme in the Ramban, not just about Menuvel Bereshis HaTorah. It's about not getting so lost in the details that we forget the bigger picture. And this comes up in three different, this idea of not getting caught up in the details where we lose sense of the bigger picture comes up in three different ways in the Ramban. First of all, in discussing the mitzvah of Shabbos, perhaps the paradigmatic mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. The Ramban writes, what's the mitzvah of Shabbos? The commandment of Shabbason is to abstain even from those activities that are not one of the Lamentas Melachos. The Ramban says, you could imagine a world where a person doesn't violate any of the Lamentas Melachos and his Shabbos looks pretty much like a weekday. He engages in Masa Umatan all day, only Drabanan, just doesn't write anything down, or he writes everything with his left hand or something. right? You could come up with a way. We're on a doraisa level. He's not violating any lamtas mochas doraisa, but his Shabbos is mamish a weekday. He's doing every detail, but big picture, he's not experiencing a Shabbos. The Ramban says that's what Shabbason is. Shabbason is that Shabbos has to be a shvisa hanikeres. It has to be not just refraining from doing malacha. Your refrain from doing malacha has to be evident that it's not just stam leisure, that it's keeping in mind a sense of kedushas hayom. Similarly, in connection to mitzvos ben adam lachaveiro, pasuk says va'asisa hayashar va'atov. A person can fulfill all of the mitzvos ben adam lachaveiro, and he could be a big jerk. He could be a bad guy. The Ramban writes, we have to not look for every loophole of how to be dishonest and how to halachically dishonest. How can I do it in such a way where I'm going to be able to... No, we have to do asisa yashav atov. Not looking for loopholes. We just want to do what is good and what is right, and anything, most of the time, if you even have to ask the shayla, then usually you have a sense of what's good and what's right and what's not good and right. The Ramban again emphasized, don't look at the details only. Details are important. Keep in mind the bigger picture. Keep in mind that there's a goal to all these mitzvahs ben adam lechaveiro, and that's being a decent human being. And you should be a decent human being. So again, ben adam lemakom, when it comes to Shabbos, the mitzvah ben adam lemakom, where we're just shoving Shem Hashem for recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, not just the details, which are very important. Keep in mind Shvisa Nikeres. This has to be a Kedusha Shabbos. When it comes to ben adam lechaveiro also. And in that context, we appreciate the Ramban in this week's Parsha all the more. What does the Ramban say? Ben Adam La'atzmo. When it comes to being a good person, not just being nice to others, Ben Adam La'chavero, not just being good to God, Ben Adam La'makom. When it comes to being a Kadosh, refining yourself, making yourself a good person, one could fulfill every mitzvah in the Torah and still be, as the Ramban calls it, a menuvel b'rishos haTorah. A person has to keep a broader perspective. We're not supposed to look for what we can get away with. We're supposed to try to control even permissible excesses. If a person can have, you know, the experience of every type of meichel that you could possibly eat, and he's gonna, you know, and enjoy it, but it's all glatt kosher. It's all glatt kosher. There was a restaurant that advertised recently that the only thing kosher about it is the food. That's not a good thing. If the only thing kosher about it is that the food happens to not be nevelus or treifus, that's not a good thing. That's menuvel b'rishos haTorah. That we don't engage in excesses. So how does one achieve kedusha? So there are three. You go to a meal, and there are three main courses, five side dishes. So you need to eat all of everything, over and over and over again. You need to. You eat what till you fill your stomach. You don't have to just stuff our face constantly. Person wants to enjoy a glass of wine, so he needs to drink to the point that he gets completely drunk. No, menuvel b'rishos haTorah. Is it an isser? Probably not an isser. But you drink a little bit. Everything in moderation. Person can exercise. Should exercise. Take care of their body. But to become obsessed with it, to become obsessed with how their body looks, that's not healthy. That's not the Torah's perspective. A person can live very nicely and enjoy nice things without becoming overly excited about all the newest features in the late model cars and everything else. Not making that an obsession, which is a particular machla in our neighborhood, unfortunately. We don't have to get so obsessed with every sense of gashmias. So it turns out that in a world of excess, we're told we have to be kedoshim. But Rashi and the Ramban each have a different point of emphasis in terms of how to be a kadosh. Rashi tells us, build fences. Separate yourself from usher activity. The Ramban says, don't just separate yourself from usher activity. Make sure that within your permissible activity, you're keeping to the spirit of what a Jew is supposed to be. Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chavero, and Ben Adam L'Atzma. Even within the world of permissible pleasures. A person might assume that in order to achieve this goal in our world, the person has to retreat from civilization. He has to be removed from everything else. As Hashem tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. Hashem is saying, that at the same time, the same Hashem that's Kadosh, 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 is also the Hashem that's Melocha La'aretz Kavoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages to be Kadosh, 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 but at the same time he manages to be Melocha La'aretz Kavoda. Our Kedusha is meant to mimic the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That yes, we have to separate ourselves, not from this world entirely, separate ourselves from Isser, separate ourselves from Arayos, separate ourselves from Macholos Asuros, separate ourselves from all sorts of Isser. And yes, even within the world of Heter, we have to be careful of how we use Heter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully engaged in the world, but he manages to retain a level of incredible Kedusha, and that's what we're supposed to mimic. The Kotzker once said that if Yonasan ben Uziel's Torah was so holy, the Gemara in Sukkah says that when he would learn Torah, the birds that would fly overhead, Mian Nisraf, would burn because of the fire of his Torah. So I remember when Rav Shachter taught that Gemara, Masech HaSukkah, he started to cry in the shir, and he said, you boys don't know what this means, that the Malachim would come and listen to the Torah, that you're listening to a shir, and you feel like the Malachim are sitting in the classroom with you. That the birds would burn overhead. He said, Rav Soloveitchik Shir, we felt that every day. We felt that the Malachim were coming and they were listening to the Shir. But the Kotzker asked, if that was Yonasan ben Uziel's Torah, Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest of the Talmidim of Hillel. So what was Hillel's Torah like? So says the Kotzker, Hillel's Torah was so great that the birds would fly overhead and wouldn't be burnt. The point is not to develop a level of Kedusha where the Kedusha is so intense that you can't relate to the world around you, and that everything in the world around you is automatically destroyed and it's treif and it's krum and it can't exist. The higher level of kedusha is to figure out how to make it work. Is to achieve a level of kedusha that's like the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Melech HaLaaretz Kavoda. Is to achieve a kedusha where we stay away from bad but don't retreat entirely from the world. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went into the cave, he became very holy. He came out and he was on fire. He was on fire, burning everything. Kedusha! Hashem says you need a little more Kedusha. Because if the fire burns instead of warms, then it's the wrong kind of fire. It's a fire, it's good, it's a level, it's Madrega. You need a higher Madrega. You need a Madrega of Melech HaLaaretz Kavoda. Now, we have no idea what went on in that cave. We have no idea what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was. We have no asaga of what any of this is. The best we could do is to try to take that story and sort of relate it to our own lives and try to figure out what Hashem wants from us. And it seems, based on Rashi, based on the Ramban, what Hashem wants from us is Kedusha. But Kedusha does not mean complete separation. Rashi's always careful every time he talks about separation. Separation from Issur, separation from Arayos. We have to know what to separate ourselves from. And then we add on top of that the Ramban's idea of making sure that even within those things that are mutter, that we have the ruach of a Ben Torah. You know, it's like a parent of a high school child says, my son must be a Ben Torah, he has a 99 average. Could have a 99 average and still not be a Ben Torah. It's about keeping the ruach of a Ben Torah even after we do all the things that are 100% correct.